food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen is in the house as we head down the home stretch to just before Christmas. Dr. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. It's a beautiful morning.
It is not bad at all. Not bad at all. So, you know, we know Emporia State had their commencement, winter commencement ceremonies on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
So do you have some students walk the stage?
Yep. I had a group of, I think, seven that walked across, and very, very happy campers. So a few of them still going to do their internships in the spring semester, but done enough that they could confidently walk across the stage. So that's
good. Congratulations to all. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
And reason to be proud. I'm sure some happy parents, too.
Very happy parents. Like, yay, go get a job. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are in the most wonderful time of the year, in case you did not know, Dr. Jen. It is here.
It is.
And I got to tell you, we had an onslaught last week of all kinds of donuts and cookies and candies.
Oh, yeah.
And man, oh man, it's tough to just walk right by. I got to tell you,
it is very tough. And I tell people I'm not out to bah humbug anybody, but choose moderation. Yep. You know, maybe small amounts, maybe spread it out and be active. I mean, there's a lot of ways to kind of try to offset that. But bottom line is, we tend to take in a lot more calories in the weeks leading up to Christmas and New Year's than during normal weeks. So it can add up, and it can cause us to wake up that first week of January and go, what the heck?
What happened?
Yeah, your clothes are screaming at you like, what did you do?
Yeah. But there's just, the options are, overwhelming sometimes. And it's just people wanting to, wish people Merry Christmas,
right.
and they do it in a candy and a cookie kind of way.
Yes. Very few people bring in carrot sticks and, celery for happy holidays.
Unless it's thoroughly loading down with a good solid, vat of ranch next
right.
to it.
Right. Yes. And even then, I'm not sure most people would choose it over.
Yeah.
Because
that's
the
right.
thing. The people that bake, they bake things that they don't typically bake year round, And so you do. You go, ooh, this is the only time I'm going to get this, And even if you have a carrot with it, with some ranch, not gonna offset, like you said, all the cookies and the candy and all of that. So yeah, just kind of try to choose which one do I want the most, or just have a very small, sometimes just a bite of something, kind of, okay, I got to try it. You don't have to have massive amounts of each and everything.
Well, we're going to jump into protein here this morning. A good topic and timely.
Yes.
As Dr. Jen always is. But first, I want to back up about a month because you brought in delicious chili. With Cincinnati chili.
Cincinnati chili.
Which was quite delightful, I want to say.
Oh,
it really was good.
Good. Yeah, it's got all those spices. I think I counted like at least six or seven spices in that recipe. And Chuck pointed out, yes, you put a lot of cheese on top of
it. Yes, you do.
That's okay, because it's still, it's just very, very potent. So, and it can be good for you. Like I said, the authentic Cincinnati chili is supposed to have chopped onions and beans on top of it, which would up the health factor considerably.
Yes.
My family will not touch. They would pick them off. So, we just top it with the grated cheese, but. Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, thumbs up. It was quite tasty, so I would totally recommend that. And that recipe is on the Dr. Jen page at KVOE.com. Just click on Community tab, a drop-down menu. Dr. Jen has a page here, and we have the handouts there posted for this week's show already.
Woo-hoo.
And it's the benefits of protein for weight loss, Dr. Jen, here in the holiday season.
Yes. So even if you're not even, a lot of people are trying to just maintain, through New Year's, which is fine. But if you do, sometimes a lot of those goodies, and I'm not telling most people anything they don't know, but if you let yourself get really, really hungry, all those goodies are going to look really, really good. Because if you're really hungry, everything looks good, and you do tend to overeat. So, and I'm not, again, I would never tell anybody, you know, oh, don't eat any of that. You know, that's part of the joy of life is enjoying good things, yeah, you know, that people make. But sometimes you can use protein, and I will say protein's best friends are fiber and healthy fats, which is your monounsaturated fats. But you can use kind of that trifecta to keep good nutrients in you, because that keeps your energy levels up, and to keep that really ravenous hunger away. And so it can kind of just kind of moderate your appetite a little bit. And then if you do, like I said, you want to try a little something here and there off the goodie table, it's not going to end you. So in terms of your health goals. So I always tell people when they're like, oh, I just don't want to, you know, walk into that trap and not have my clothes fit, you know, here in a few weeks. And I always tell them, use your buddies. And protein is the big one. But again, you can pair good sources, which we're going to talk about, pair good sources of protein with other high nutrient, again, fiber and healthy fats. And you won't be miserable, because a lot of these things that we're going to talk about taste good. And they tend to be things that people like. And you can kind of pick and choose what you have prepared. And again, it can just be your best defense. And I really do encourage people to go and check out these handouts, because the visuals on the meal prep, there's two infographics. One says meal prep ideas and one says bento box snack prep. But the visuals really, really, people go, oh, I could do that. And the prep thing is really key, because most of us, and it's not just the goodie table at holiday time, it's the drive-through, it's the convenience store. We tend to resort to those things that we really don't want to. we tend to resort to those and kind of give in when we don't have good, appealing things prepared. And so the whole idea of these, the bento boxes or the meal prep boxes, they do make ones, I have to throw this in there, with a lot more slots that you can get now that are called, are you ready? Snackle boxes.
Snackle?
Yes, not tackle boxes, snackle boxes. Yes.
Awesome.
I know. And they're bigger with more slots, and it tends to be like if you have multiple kids that have multiple, you know, different tastes. Sure. And so if I walked around with a snackle box, people would be like, wow, okay, you're really serious there. You have a whole week's worth. But but anyway, they're kind of a cute thing. But the ones that I brought you that are sitting over there, so Ron's going to be our little taste test guy on the air this morning. But the nice thing is they do have the little compartments, and yeah, you just kind of think, what do I want today? You know, what sounds good? And you can mix and match even the ideas that they have on here. And I will just tell the listeners, the one has it broken down with like the Nordic, and it has hard-boiled egg, cucumber slices, wassa crisp, and even some, like you can even put like smoked salmon in there. So they've got that one. The West Coast has kale chips, almonds, grapes, a clementine, and some roasted chickpeas. And again, you look at the picture, you can see all those kind of laid out. One of my personal favorites, I actually like all three of those bottom ones especially, but the Tex-Mex, it says you have 8 baked corn chips, half a cup of pico de gallo. You could do salsa instead. Half cup of bell peppers that are sliced up, an ounce of pepper jack, and a cup of mango slices. Mango go great with like Tex-Mex. So, and again, it just looks really, really appealing to the eye the way they have that all, you know, laid out in the box. The Mediterranean has hummus, cherry tomatoes, olives, grapes, and some mini pitas. And then, okay, Chuck, here you go. I don't know if you see this. The All-American has the wheat crackers, the sliced turkey, the jack cheese, carrots and celery, and even some ranch dressing. Yeah, which, again, is not, it's not the devil. Right. You just got to, you know, use it sparingly, use just enough. And, you know, even that, right, people go, oh, cheese, yeah, but it's going to keep you full. And you know, cheese is something, yes, it's high calorie, but it's quality calories, especially because you're getting calcium and protein as well. So all of these different, and again, some people might look at this and go, well, I'd rather do grapes with the hard-boiled egg. Fine, mix it up. These are just, all these are some combination suggestions. And again, if you have these prepared, and ready to go. You are able to kind of offset your hunger a little bit, put a damper on it, hopefully enjoy what you're eating, and then you're not looking longingly at the donuts and the, you know.
Longingly.
Whatever, yeah.
What's that longingly look?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I always, well, and I work up, you know, at ESU, and I swear, athletics, I'm like, what do you all do in your meetings that you have all this, they'll bring cookies and donuts, you know, out and lay it on the counter and help yourself. It's left over. And I'm like, no, I don't need any of that. But you do, you kind of look at it like, well, sure looks good.
It
but
sure does.
It's when I'm like, I'm going to be a good girl. I'm going to go to my office. I'm going to get out my, what I brought you, Ron, is some of my favorites. Those are different ones that.
This is blueberries and yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like. Really good.
Greek
with the
lemon yogurt with blueberries.
Oh, it's really good.
Yes.
Ooh. And it's got the almonds in here.
Uh-huh.
And you have a snack bar that's...
I put a Lara bar in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, really
it is
good.
Protein and fiber, and it's basically date-based. It's made with dates and almonds and stuff like that. So,
really tasty.
Yeah. The Lara bars, my college students, because most of them will, and they give me ideas all the time, but they'll do the boxes. It depends how dedicated they are and you know, what they have time for. But the ones that don't, say the Lara bars are just, they're great because... You just keep, you know, they're wrapped up, ready to go, and they can just grab and go. So, yeah, so those are good. And then the other one, very, very traditional, it's got your hard-boiled egg. And then you also get to try, that is some jerky from the deer that my amazing soon-to-be 13-year-old, he's going to be 13 on Thursday, but he got his first deer back in October, and so you have some deer jerky there. I believe that's the teriyaki flavor, and jerky is a really, really good high protein. It's very satisfying to a lot of people because it's meaty, obviously, but it's something that it's filling. You chew it, you know, you chew it a lot, and so it's just one of those kind of satisfying snacks for a lot of people.
Well, he did great on the jerky. That tastes really good.
Hey,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give the deer more credit than my son, but yes, it does taste good. So, yeah, now I'm trying to think what else. Oh, edamame. You've got edamame in that second box, which that's just steamed. I just get the steamable edamame. It's just immature soybeans. I think a lot of people have probably tried that, but most people, I always tell some of my students that have never tried it, they think it's like pea pods, and I'm like, do not try to eat the edamame pod. You will be, speaking of chewing, you're going to be trying to chew for a long time.
Whoa.
And they're kind of fuzzy, so it's not a good, no. You pop the little beans out of the pod, and but those are full of protein, and so very, very good, very good. Okay, you had the jerky, the egg.
The cheese?
Oh, the cheese and apples, yes. Yeah. That is my personal favorite. I eat apples and cheese almost every day. My students are so funny when I teach a behavior modification class, and it's so funny. In a class of like 30, I'll have maybe three or four that are like, oh, yeah, that's delicious. I eat that all the time, too. And the rest of them are like, say what? Like, what are you talking about? And a lot of them, though, do apples with like peanut butter or cashew butter, kind of dip apples in that, which that is great, too. That's another option. But I have just always loved that. And that isn't just any cheese. That's that Alma. It's the Alma cheese. I get it at Goods. It's so good. I don't know what it is about that. And then you just pair it with, that's a sliced Pink Lady apple. There is something about that combination, the crispy and the sweet of the apple with the creaminess of the cheese. It is, again, we talk about this. When people tend to think, well, if I'm going to start having healthy nutrition habits, I'm going to be miserable. You know, I'm going to have to force myself to eat things. It should not be like that. And so the key, I talk about this all the time when I go out and talk to different community groups, the key is finding the healthy things that you do like and then making those just a staple in your weekly nutrition plan. And so for me, the apples and cheese are a huge part of that. One thing I didn't bring you, but they do have avocados on the one list that we have. Avocados, so good for you. You can mash them up and make guacamole, you know, and dip different, you know, whether it's sure. the pita chips or whatever in that. But those are another one of my go-to things. I love avocado. So I'm not having to force myself, you know, to, eat that instead of that is what I want to eat. I like it. So.
Well, and been following along here, better appetite control.
Yes.
Reduced food cravings
yep.
are part of this. Some of the benefits of protein for weight loss.
Yep. I really like that image there. And again, I encourage everybody to go see it. You could cut that out and post it on your fridge or your, you know, somewhere where you'll see it. But yes, when you put these, and again, the protein kind of gets the spotlight, but especially if you accompany that with fiber and healthy fats, your appetite is going to it's not going to rage out of control, and you're going to feel like you have control of it. So that's a huge selling point. Then the metabolic boost, it says protein helps basically prevents the slowing of the metabolism that occurs when you lose weight. And so it just is a good friend to your metabolism in the simplest terms possible. Reduces your food cravings. It says high protein breakfasts especially can help reduce cravings by nighttime. And so those studies are very interesting. But it we crave we have less food cravings, and especially craving again, people don't sit around at night and go, gosh, I really want carrots. They want ice cream. They want cookies, you know. And so it's going to reduce the cravings for those things because you've been putting those quality nutrients into your body throughout the day that you had ready to go. Okay, the improved body composition is the next one. It says higher protein diets result in greater fat loss, less muscle loss. And then that last one is reduced energy intake. Increases in protein at meals can have substantial effects on energy intake, which is how many calories you take in. And that's just essential. That's just a basic principle of weight loss, you know, burn off more, take in less. And so it's typically going to help you do that.
And that leads us to final handout you have here, which is really good, and that's hunger versus craving. Are you hungry or are you simply craving food? There is a difference, huh?
There is a difference, and I threw that in just because this is the time of year. This is tis the season, right? This is the season where this tends to be the biggest kind of presents an issue for us, and my students are always like, yeah, that makes sense. But hunger is physical. A craving is psychological. It's more in your mind. Now, it could be argued that we do physically sometimes crave things. If our body is short, for instance, on iron, you might have a craving for meat, and that is just hardwired into our bodies if you're lacking something and it knows it. So that can be argued as well. But again, the typical, I'm craving chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, you know, it's because in your mind, you know, you like that, and I know it's going to make my mouth happy, you know, I mean, it's that kind of thing. So yeah, this is a very simple image, and it just breaks down. Hunger is the desire for any type of food. And I always tell my students, I'm like, if you look at something healthy and you're like, I'm not hungry for that, then you're not hungry. Yeah. And I just love being the one that gets to tell them that, because they're like, yeah, whatever. But when you are desire, you're like, I will eat anything, you know that you are genuinely hungry. And we've all been there. Sometimes you will start to get a headache or feel weak. That is you are very, again, very hungry, and it's not good to let yourself get to that point. It happens, but try to avoid that. It does typically occur when you haven't eaten for several hours. It does not pass with time. Cravings do. And hunger tends to come on gradually, whereas if you go over to the craving side, that tends to come on very suddenly. Again, you're like, ooh, I want a brownie, you know?
Craving a brownie.
Yeah, of course I am. And then the craving, it says, occurs even after you've eaten and are full. You'll still oftentimes, ooh, but I still want the cookie or whatever. So, and the big one, that second one, your cravings are tied to emotions and big ones like boredom, because food, it gives me something to do, right? So boredom and then loneliness. A lot of people crave things. One of the health, kind of the psychological things I address with my students in that behavior modification class is, for a lot of people, and this can start even in childhood, food becomes a friend. You know, this is something or that's here. And so they'll crave things, and it just kind of brings them comfort. So do we have a call?
I think we do.
We were getting some sign language through the window there.
tried to pick up on that. Okay. Hi, you're on with Dr. Chen.
Well, talking about protein, I've read recently where they're recommending women to eat more than two eggs, like three eggs for breakfast or whatever. Do you recommend that?
I do. I personally think eggs have now, obviously, if somebody has really, we've talked about this many times, really, really high cholesterol already, and that probably is genetic, then that they might be the exception to that. But eggs have been kind of unfairly and wrongly demonized through the decades. And what they're finding now is that they are medicinal. They act like preventative medicine. They can often be almost like a curative medicine. And so they are full of such good things. And women in particular of all ages can benefit from, gosh, we can do a whole show on eggs because they're just so, there's so much information. But let me give you an example. Eggs have a mineral called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E. You can look it up, but they have choline. Choline prevents birth defects. And so that's huge, right? That is a preventative thing. And so that's just one example. Eggs have so much in them that we all need and all humans can benefit from. But what they're finding is they've got a lot of things that women in particular can benefit from. So,
but three eggs is a lot.
Yeah. Well, and everybody has to know, we talk about this, that it's very hard to make blanket recommendations. You have to know your activity level. That's a very, very important one. And especially not just activity like, I move a lot through my day, but strength training. You know, I do strength training 3 days a week and I do it very, very intense. I absolutely need that. And not only three eggs, I need other sources, you know, and other protein as well.
Okay. So marry those two together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But the big point is, and you know, for years, they also, eat the egg white, not the yolk is where the nutrients are.
There you go.
So that choline and that good stuff, that's a lot of those. The white is your protein, but the good vitamins and minerals are in that yolk. So don't anybody think that, the yolk is bad for me, I'm going to throw it out. That's not true. So, but yes, definitely look at your individual patterns.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, good.
It's a great question.
Yeah, good protein program here this morning. So log on to KVOE.com, hop on the Dr. Jen page. The handouts are there and posted for you to use as you will. Well, Dr. Jen, appreciate it as always.
Yes. And if anybody has new topic ideas for the year ahead, Ron and I are all ears.
You bet. We'll get a hold of me here, and I'll pass it on to Dr. Jen, she will.
Yep.
Of course, get all the information ready to go and present it. We can't wait to have you back here in 2024.
Crazy.
I know. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you.
And Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, in with their monthly visit on KVOE.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. White House and Senate leaders still trying to iron out some policy changes at the border. Republicans saying they won't pass any funding for the wars in Israel or Ukraine without a deal in place, which could be tough before the end of the year.
The talks are continuing, but hopes for a deal this week have dimmed, with Republicans saying they're feeling jammed against an artificial deadline. Negotiators say there has been progress, with some agreements reached for new limits on asylum claims. But sticking points include widespread grants of humanitarian parole. Republicans say the longstanding authority has been abused by the Biden administration to admit hundreds of thousands of migrants who otherwise wouldn't be allowed into the U.S.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Israel. It's believed he is pressing the war cabinet there to wind down major military combat operations in Gaza. The first woman to ever serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, lying in repose in the court's Great Hall today. Her funeral will be held at the National Cathedral tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Have you been diagnosed with prediabetes? The community care team at Newman Regional Health is offering a free year-long program focused on the prevention of diabetes through weight loss and activity. Classes begin January 9th and will offer both morning and evening options. For more information or to enroll, call 620-343-6800, extension 22102, or go to newmanrh.org/DPP. Newman Regional Health, quality healthcare close to home.
At Prairie Band Casino, everyone plays a little differently. Hitting it big could mean ripping a ball in the Topgolf swing suites.
Doubling down could mean dropping in for a couple's massage at the Cedar and Sage Spa. Going all in? Well, that's just an invitation to get everyone in the pool. Discover more ways to play your way.
Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
KBOE Live and Local, it is 8:56. Sunny and 30 degrees, time for the local headlines brought to you this morning by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where every night is steak night. Steaks are aged and hand-cut to order. Bobby D's 607 Merchant, where it's always all about the meats. From the 24-hour KBOE Newsroom, here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. Solemnity was the story on Saturday as Emporia joined the ranks of Wreaths Across America. Activities held at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery.